Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Rick. I'm the supervisor here. How are you today?
Mine could be better.
Sorry to hear that. Can I have your first and last name? Can you verify your address for me, please?
Again, yes. James Smith, 3 Evergreen Drive, Browns Mills, New Jersey.
Okay. Thanks so much for your information. Can you verify the address for me one more time? You said?
3 Evergreen Drive, Browns Mills, New Jersey. Okay. 08015.
Thanks so much for information. I'm waiting your accounts alone. Just bear me one moment.
Sure.
I'm still here. Just bear me one moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see that you did order the Hunter dash cam.
That's the thing. I did not order anything.
Okay. Yes, sir. No problem. So you understand that this is fraud, correct? Are you sure no one else in your household placed the order?
I've had her cancel it, yeah.
Okay. So we can file this fraud.
I didn't order any of this. This is the third purchase on my debit card, and I did not order any of these damn things and never received any of these damn things.
Okay, so we can go ahead and file the fraud claim, sir, but I want you to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation, and that false claims and fraudulent charges may result in pending such as a fine. So as long as you're sure no one else in your household placed the original order, we can go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim. Would you like to go ahead and continue with the claim?
I am the only one that lives in my household.
Okay, and so would you like to go ahead and continue with the fraud claim?
What I got was an email that said, if you take this survey, we will send you. All you got to pay is $5 for shipping. And this is what happened. Now, I had my bank stop one payment for $84.97. Then I get one for $56.95. And I got another one pending here for $39.95. I have no idea what the hell this shit is. I didn't order any of this.
Okay, so you did just say on the court line that you did file a dispute with your bank, sir. So in order for us to process the refund, we are able to refund, but we need your bank to call in to verify that you dropped a dispute with them so that we can issue out a refund.
Have my bank do what?
Contact us to verify the dispute has been dropped with them so we can issue out a refund.
There is no dispute. I did not call the bank yet. I wanted to work it out with you people first.
Yes, sir. You did just say on the court line that you did already file a dispute about one of the charges.
Listen, I did not call my bank on this yet as a fraud.
So
I had them stop one of the payments before it went through.
Okay, so due to this being a court line, sir, we will need your bank to contact us and so that we can issue out a refund, okay?
You want my bank to contact you?
Yes, sir, so that we can issue out the refund. That is correct.
Okay.
Okay.
How do you want them to do that?
Yeah, so they'll just contact this phone number. When they contact us, so we'll be able to assist you them with your account.
Okay. I will do that right now.
Okay. Thanks so much for calling Customer Support. Enjoy one for the day.